Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
When I returned home from my nephew's wedding on Labor Day weekend in the hot Central Valley, I noticed the pile of leaves on my driveway had grown to about 2 inches thick. Here we go again, I thought to myself, 6 months of raking leaves, as I cursed under my breath. The quantity of redwood leaves on my driveway and yard seemed like insult to injury because I just finished raking leaves off my roof about a month ago and had the satisfaction of a clean, pristine roof for about 4 weeks. Then the deluge began again, dead leaves raining down from the redwood trees around me. Nevertheless, I dutifully got out the leaf blower and began blowing and raking and vacuuming the leaves into the bag with a grudge on my heart and a curse on my breath. Redwoods are beautiful, but living under them, a curse, I thought to myself. And I was quick to remember the several friends who said the same thing just a few weeks ago. Then I remembered how miserably hot and dry the valley had been 2 days ago, and how much I would have given to be sitting under a redwood tree. I slowly and gradually began to change my attitude. The redwoods are beautiful even when they blush and strip their leaves, providing shade for us all and shelter for every kind of bird and wildlife. The cool shade is refreshing this time of year as opposed to the direct heat of summer sun in most parts of California and the nation. The wedding I went to last weekend in Chico was beautiful if you like baking in the sun until you kind of feel like you're medium rare. So I began to think of the cooler days of fall with a tinge of gratitude rather than the flavor of resentment, and somehow the mandate to begin raking leaves for the next few months began to feel more like a privilege and less like forced labor. While I like the longer days of summer, I'm trying to appreciate the bright colors and cooler days of fall. Rather than lament the loss of summer, I decided to celebrate the coming of fall. Fall with its cooler days, rusty reds and yellow colors. Fall with its rhythms of back to school. Fall with fresh fruit of apple trees and pumpkins in the field growing plump and waiting to be harvested. Fall with its happy autumn fields, misty mornings, and even the prospect of rain and, hey, better surf, too, for the surfers. Fall, the harbinger of winter with its plentiful rains on the coast and snow on the mountains. Fall, which ushers in the happy holidays of Halloween and Thanksgiving and eventually Christmas. Okay, next time a leaf falls, I'll thank the tree that produced it and salute rather than curse. After all, it makes more sense to be thankful for the season that's about to come than to try to turn the clock back to the one that is about to pass. God makes all things beautiful in their time, even, especially, the leaves in fall. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.